Hello, Detroit. Do you really make cars here?
Detroit Blues coming up here, folks.
Ashley.
No.
Lovely.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Blackbird fly into the light of the dark.
waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Nice place.
Yep.
We usually get blimp hangers, roller skating rinks, the men's room of the Playboy Club. Nothing.
We'd like to introduce a very dear friend of ours called Neil Young.
Mr. Nash, that's Mr. Young. Mr. Young, that's Mr. Nash.
Mr. Nash, you see,
winner of the toss will defend the foul south goal. Hey, Detroit had a good game today.
I got to tell you, though, that Steven Stills lost money. He said L.A. would win.
I was embarrassed for him. They looked so bad.
I thought the cops were pretty groovy, though. Watching out the window.
It was far out.
The point of the train, and then we saw 35 police cars go by.
I suppose by now you're amazed by the lightning fast pace of this acting.
Oh, yeah, it's very slick. Polished.
That's a lot of great grace, too. Grace.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, just put that board there, just fell down, that's all.
Thank you.
There you go, there you go.
There it is.
You move over to the other musical chair. I sit on this musical chair.
That's right, I'm going to the gyroscope.
That's the way you go.
Ah, shape of things to come. So it's a this is a song for all you children. There's a monster attacking me. Excuse me a minute. It's a message from all the children to their mother and fathers, and to all the mother and fathers from their children. And it's called Teach Your Children, and it goes like this. Just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell. It slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Tender years can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth and then they can guide. Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and from hearing the program really gets far out, and so we're going to leave you with David Crosby for just long enough, right?
Whatever is long enough for you. That's what I thought.
So since I have to tune, I'll tell you about the song, which I normally would never do. When I first wrote it, I thought it was a delicate love story. Played it for my ex-band, which shall remain nameless. A certain member, who shall also remain nameless, got red in the face, stormed out of the room, saying, "That's a freak out orgy song, and I won't sing it." Figure that out.
Sit there with your long hair flowing. Your eyes are alive, your minds are still growing, saying to me, just one answer that comes right away to me. Sister lovers, what a brother.
Detroit, eh? Isn't this the place where they teach you in school to read and riot? How's everybody doing? Are you all right? That's a trick, you see. You guys don't know. Now, this is a trick that he pulls on me, because there's a song that we almost always do in this tuning, you see. Did anyone see an angel go past there? And sometimes we... Cut it out. Our bass player, who you'll see next...
But don't tell him the story about the briefcase.
Okay.
No, because that's not... No. I mean, you can tell him about the rabbit, but not the other part.
Our bass player carries a rabbit.
His name is Late.
That's Late the rabbit, rabbit, not the bass player.
When you meet our bass player,
you'll know why he keeps a rabbit.
Our bass player is a present from God. God decided we'd paid enough dues and he was going to be nice to us now.
He's from Motown, too. How about that?
Is this Motown?
No.
Excuse me, sir. Does the A-train leave from here? It's really terrible.
You couldn't understand
that. I can't make it work. I'm freaking out. It's hard enough now, come on. I mean, you could understand, you know.
I had to drink brandy today, how about that?
Oh, you poor guy.
That's it. However you get off is when you get off, I guess. What would you like to do now, David?
I'd like to sing a nice, quiet, gentle love ballad and do a little autumn leaves for you.
Oh, bad salad. I mean, sad ballad, sorry.
she turns her gaze down the slope to the harbor where I lay anchored such a short day.
Something really strange now. I'm supposed to do a solo
here. Eat
the
state of Arkansas with a little Brillo and some peanut butter, but it's now weird now.
Light, camera, action, all on here, please. Bit more, right on. Steven! I know it's not up to me.
His microphone, of course he knows it's not on. There it is. Hey,
Steven, are you around here somewhere? I think he's going to sing Our House. I'm not sure, mind you.
What else do we know at the piano?
But if he does, we ought to... The Star Bungled Spanner?
In A? What this place needs is a good tap dance.
A good tap dance.
Go on, Steven.
That's what I thought. Steven's tapped. Listen.
Anyway, gang.
I don't think you're well. You know a disease.
I'm going to do a song that we've never done before. So whatever happens, take it or leave it.
You lucky guinea pigs, you.
This is a song seriously about.
This is not a song seriously at all.
Give a guy a break. It's hard enough, man. It's about my woman, and it's called Our House. I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long for me, only for me. Just 5 minutes, everything such a cozy room.
Such a cozy
the windows
room.
Are illuminated by the evening sunshine. Through them, fiery gems fall.
In the yard, life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you. In the yard, life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
And so, at this time, we would like to present the only reason for which I am still allowing Canada to exist, please.
That's not really true. I kind of dig Joni Mitchell and Pierre Trudeau and Leonard Cohen, some of them other Canadians. But my favorite Canadian is about to serenade you. Mr. Young.
Okay, Willie. Thank you.
me thinking. Are waitresses paying the price of their winking? While stars sit at bars and decide what they're drinking, they drop by to die 'cause it's faster than sinking.
It's up to each individual, you know, whatever songs that they want to lay down to people. And sometimes it gets a bit difficult, you know, trying to judge the mood of the audience and what, you know, will go down. With Mr. Ivory, Joe Hunter on piano. You had to be there, folks. You just reason why he doesn't feel it is that it's too sad.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helpless.
Helpless he is, Mr. Crosby.
Helpless. Oh my God.
I don't really feel so helpless this week, though.
Hey, look, that's just because you're going home tonight. You
that's
guys
right.
Can, you work out a compromise between these two.
A D.
That's a very sad case of maltuning on the part of the piano.
This is from our new album, which we recorded and finished.
This is the last show of our little tour, and we're kind of loose. We've been out now on the road for about 6 hours, I think. Wow.
Come on, sing us.
What about this tight, snappy show?
I was just about to start when you said that.
Was that the slick bit?
Yeah,
I was just getting ready to
hit it.
Muchísimas gracias, señoras y señores.
Y ahora voy a cantar mi del idioma de los blues. Thank you.
Thank you. I want you to clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands. I'm gonna clap your hands. And I'm gonna sing an old song. All right. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear, yes. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Now we got to stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down, yeah, right now. Oh, what's going down, woo, right now. What a field day for the king. Must be a thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. And we got to stop, children. What's that sound? Everyone look what's going down. All right. A little bit louder, stay with me. All right, yeah. All right, and everybody knows what's going down, yeah. And everybody knows what's going down. It's America's children standing out on the street telling everybody how we feel about everything and how we wanna love one another right now.
Oh boy, you're gonna get it now.
We like to just say that this is a six-man band, not a four-man band. Most specifically, we're going to introduce you to the drummer that made the first album with us, Dallas Taylor.
Where's Dallas?
And our bass player, Greg Reeves.
Oh. Yeah!
You were gonna get it.
Oh man, do you realize how good it feels to play rock and roll after singing down all the time? Far out.
We're gonna do a country song for you, written by Mr. Stills again. This one is called I Must Learn to Live.
That's good advice, even out of context.
My tambourine's called Norma.
Be there or be square. The shadows on the ceiling are but not real, like the bars that cage you within yourself. And I must learn to live without you now. I must learn to give only part somehow. Then perhaps it is I who was trapped by blues for the first time in quite a while. I doubt myself. All of this work, unlike any other work, only echoes of shadows within my mind. And I must learn to live without you now. I must learn to give only part of I cannot learn to give only parts of mine. Somehow all the cages must and shall be set aside. You will only keep us from knowing. Actors and stages now fall before the truth.
This is the moment I've been waiting for. This is David Crosby singing Long Time Gone. Thank you.
change your mind, yeah. That is if you still have the guts to dare, yeah.
When we played here the last time, we were also on with a beautiful folk singer called Joni Mitchell. And she wrote a song about an event that happened that
the day after we played here.
Yeah, the day after we played here, we went to play at Woodstock. And she wrote
our second year.
And she wrote a song about it, which we promptly turned into a rock and roll song. So it's called Woodstock.
I'm home.
Wouldn't you?
These nice songs, these colors. What are you laughing at, eh? You don't like peanuts, hmm?
This next song, if you are a Buffalo Greenfield. Buffalo Mushfield, whatever it was. With that good band, you remember that good band. This is a song by Neil Young, in which you lucky people, you get to hear Neil and Stephen play lead guitar together. Ha ha, got your earmuffs? It's called Down by the River.
Oh, yeah, thanks, man.